Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, Even the Smallest Gesture.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. The Gospel of the Lord. I wonder if Jesus knew when he was going to Jericho that he would be meeting Zacchaeus. When Zacchaeus climbed a tree to see who Jesus was, Jesus already knew he was there and called him by name. Could this be one of the reasons he went to Jericho? We don't know the answer to that question, but we do know that Zacchaeus was rich, curious, and short, and he wanted to see this Jesus that people were talking about. Knowing Jesus would be coming down this road, Zacchaeus climbed a tree so he could get a good look at Jesus. We might think that most men would consider it foolish to climb a tree to get a good look at someone, but Zacchaeus was rich, and he didn't care what people thought of him. He was generally disliked anyway because he was a tax collector and probably took advantage of this position to make a greater profit. Imagine his surprise when the man he is watching coming down the road stops right under this tree and calls him by name. Zacchaeus, come down, for today I must stay at your house. What thoughts and questions must have been rushing through Zacchaeus' mind? How does he know my name? Is he really willing to come to my house? Does he know what I do and how I have become rich? Yes, these questions did not prevent Zacchaeus from immediately responding to Jesus' call. Jesus invited himself to Zacchaeus' house for dinner. Actually, Jesus was inviting Zacchaeus to a loving relationship with him. If someone invited or accepted an invitation such as this, it was symbolic of a real meaningful relationship. And Luke tells us that Zacchaeus responded to Jesus' request with joy by changing his ways, by discovering the truth of what really matters in life. He is giving half of his possessions to the poor. He is repaying anyone he has cheated four times over. It's because he met and fell in love with Jesus. Zacchaeus had no idea and no intention to get involved with this Jesus. He just wanted to see him and know something about him. But Jesus took this simple gesture, this feeble effort, and welcomes Zacchaeus to a real relationship, a friendship that changed his life. How can this marvelous event have any bearing on our lives? Maybe one of the lessons we can learn from this story is that no matter how small a gesture, how small an action we may try to do to see God in our lives. God is bound to respond the way Jesus did to Zacchaeus, telling us to come down, to come closer, to allow him to come more deeply into our lives. When we get the inspiration to spend a few minutes in prayer, when we do a simple act of charity, when we hold back a quick retort, when we make a simple gesture, a feeble attempt to get to know God better and try to please him, God responds in a greater than ordinary way. God offers us a greater invitation than we could ever expect or imagine. It is good to think about how we can go a little out of our way to do something for God and then be surprised, as Zacchaeus was, when God shows us a new way, the greatness of his love for us. Dear loving Father, you are constantly finding ways to show me your love for me. Give me your Holy Spirit to see the many ways I can show my love for you in my ordinary daily routine. Help me to look for ways that you are inviting me to show you my love. And then, dear Lord, when I am surprised by your response, help me to be deeply grateful for the way you express your wonderful love for me. I ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.